Welcome to The Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today, and we have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is going to help us find the answers in our Bible, and Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bible ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get it so we can find and read the answers together. Let's go ahead and get started. Today's question is asked by Hadassah. Micah, can you read her question for us?
Why did Moses lie to Pharaoh? Moses said they wanted to go worship for 3 days, but they never came back.
It's a great question. Do you have your Bible with you? Let's turn to Exodus chapter 3, verses 18 to 20.
All right, Exodus chapter 3, verses 18 through 20. You know, Hadassah, I've wondered this too. So you're not the only one. I've wondered this as well. Exodus chapter 3, that's the second book in the Old Testament, in the whole Bible, but the Old Testament, and then chapter 3, and look for verse 18, 19, and 20. Aiden, can you read that for us?
Then they will heed your voice, and you shall come, you and the elders of Israel, to the king of Egypt. And you shall say to him, the Lord God of the Hebrews has met with us. And now please let us go 3 days journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. But I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not even by a mighty hand. So I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in its midst. And after that, he will let you go.
So I want you to notice something here. Moses only told Pharaoh what God told him to say. God instructed Moses what to say, knowing that Pharaoh would not let them go for 3 days. So that was the request, but God knew Pharaoh was not going to do it. So then God promised to deliver the Israelites and let them go forever, never to return to Egypt again.
So the request wasn't necessarily a lie. It was just the first request, even though God knew that it wouldn't actually happen.
Absolutely.
And then when it didn't happen, then God's like, well, actually, they're not coming back. And so then they didn't come back.
That's right. God wasn't going to deliver them for 3 days. He was going to deliver them forever.
It was kind of just the first step.
First step.
To kind of ease Pharaoh into it.
Put in the request for a short period of time. He wouldn't go for it.
So it was two parts. It was part one. No. Okay, well then we're going to do part two.
Yep.
So it wasn't a lie. It was just a part one and part two. But God knew that Pharaoh would never go for it. Well, Hadassah, that was a really good question. I am so glad that you are thinking and reading and asking questions and trying to figure out what the Bible says. If you have a question that you want answered, go ahead and send them to us at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com, and we can let you know when your question will be on our program. We are so glad that you joined us today, and we want to remind you to start each and every day with Jesus.